USA.org today.
While polls across America are still trying to rate the president's 15-and-a-half-minute address to the nation from the Oval Office on the oil spill the other day, BP has stepped up to announce that they've got a $20 billion fund that they'll put together for spill costs. In other words, the people who have lost their livelihoods and things affecting the Gulf Coast region. Also, another big one, $100 million toward those who don't work for British Petroleum but have lost their jobs as a result of the spill in the Gulf, which now we're almost a day 60. We have been talking about this, friends, for almost 60 days. And you can see a live feed. You can click on almost any website and see a live feed of the oil still gushing out. We knew it would be at least 3 months. It's looking like this could drag on into the fall. So there are a lot of questions about the $20 billion fund. Will it be enough? Will the money be there? What happens to BP? How long does the cleanup take? How much is being spilled? It's really nothing but questions and not a lot of answers. In the meantime, while the chairman was announcing these funds being set up and whatnot, you still have the BP CEO getting grilled and others from the company on the Hill about whether or not the efforts that they're doing will work. Will it succeed? And I love the CEO's answer. He was just being honest. We can't guarantee the outcome. They don't know. They're doing junk shots. They're trying to come up with anything that they can possibly come up with to cap the sucker, to completely cap it. So there is no 100%, but is there ever? Sadly, 60 days, almost 60 days, how much beyond the 60 days will this keep happening? You know, on the Gulf Coast, they just have to brace themselves. I believe this, restaurateurs, people who are running the hotels, people who make their living off the water in the Gulf, whether it's through taking people out fishing, or whether they're shrimpers, or they're out there fishing themselves and would normally be making a pretty nice chunk of change. They're just going to have to keep submitting things to British Petroleum and getting their money that way. It's tough to reconcile that. And even though we're at a big mark when you're talking about months of dealing with this, still, I think in the heads of the people that live there, there is a little shell shocked. And every day we keep hearing the bad news. What's jeopardized next? A new species, the pelicans, and the nests are being trampled. And, you know, it's nothing but negative, except for the fact that there is going to be this fund set up. There's going to be a third party who administers it, if you will. And to me, the big news is the fact that you also have this other fund for the guys who work for Exxon or Shell or someone else that might be affected by, well, they would be affected by the moratorium on deep water drilling. They don't work for British Petroleum, but yet they can pick up some coin from that company because of BP. Their livelihoods were affected. And I'm going to save all this tape of everything we're talking about. I have to think in 10 years this will all look different, but how different will it look? Will there be very little deep water drilling? Will we see more alternatives out there on the roadways that end the dependence on our main fuel, the fossil fuels? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say in my lifetime, God willing, I live a little longer, we're not going to see, and I believe I've said this, we're not going to see the end of the dependence on fossil fuels. I'm not going to see that. Maybe we'll see more electric cars, other alternatives. But with the amount of people we have in this country, with how far we are behind the curve, even if you wanted to develop certain alternatives, it's not going to happen anytime soon. It's not going to happen. Look around you. Watch what, you know, look around you and look at transportation. Watch what people around you are doing. And the other problem is, in a lot of cases, you have public transportation, and then you want to get to cleaner public transportation, so you have to get the money to fund that and to change that. You also have to have more people in areas where they don't have access to clean public transportation have a shot at that. Look at Los Angeles. Look at Houston, Texas. Ooh. On a bad day, Houston, Texas, I think is worse than the smog of Los Angeles. But any day in Los Angeles, you look at how pretty Malibu is, if you've ever driven down that coastline. I've driven up and down that coast, and you don't see that in Northern California. You don't see that in the Central Coast of California, which is absolutely gorgeous. But you definitely see it when you hit Los Angeles. You see it, feel it, and you're stuck in traffic unless you are to the minute getting through somewhere, let's say, on the 10 or the 101. Otherwise, you're log jammed. And there aren't a lot of alternatives. There are buses, certainly, but not enough and not to go from town to town and place to place. So the point of diving into this right from the get-go is, what are we going to see in the future? Speaking of the future, boy, what a glimpse into the future we did hear about in Afghanistan with the possibility of those minerals being developed, and we mean minerals with a capital M, gold and lithium and whatnot. So General David Petraeus has been defending Afghanistan and the efforts there, and also talking about what it could mean for that country if the mineral deposits are mined, developed, and shipped out.
Potentially, it could be an incredible boon to Afghanistan. It could enable them to pay for their own governmental officials, forces, programs, and so forth in a way that I think prior to this, there was not that same expectation.
Yeah, there definitely wasn't that expectation. And as long as there's security there, the warlords are taken care of, what about the Taliban? If there's a way to do it, the Russians had a beat on it. And I'm sure it's infuriating to the Russians to read the headlines, to hear the news, because they developed a lot of the maps and had all of it spotted. And maybe there's more to be had, but the great majority of it was already laid out by Russia. And when they occupied and ultimately they're booted out, they lose out on the minerals. They knew those deposits, those veins were there. So it's a question of developing it, and that's not going to happen overnight. But boy, it'll change the fates and the fortunes of the people who live in Afghanistan. There's no question about that. All right, coming up on the flip side, oh, we have birthdays, we have bad boys, and Betty White. Hang around.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
As to the bad boy this time around, but I'll call him a boy. Does everybody know who Perez is? Does everybody know that name? Perez Hilton. He was the guy, if you have no clue, he was the guy who got, the previous Miss USA in hot water when he asked her the question about gay marriage. And not this year's, the last year's. Well, now he isn't facing legal action yet, but he tweeted a provocative picture of Miley Cyrus, and he's facing some repercussions from advertisers. So he's got his own little radio deal. I don't know if it's a full-on show. I think really it's a little segment that he does. But somebody from the ABC daytime company, that part of the company, confirmed that they've got this rotating banner ad promoting Perez, and it was pulled from his, promoting The View, rather, on his blogger's website, which is PerezHilton.com, and they pulled it. And there's others who are thinking of pulling their ads to MTV, TV Land, that was out there, but they said that's not true. They didn't really pull their ads. They think there's going to be an avalanche of that. So what it has to do with, the issue is Miley Cyrus is a minor. And what's the ethics with a minor in running an ad on a site that a lot of people see? A lot of people see. That's how Perez Hilton got famous. He was just some punk that would go into a coffee shop and start to gossip about celebrities' crazy things he would write. And he did, to his credit, talk about an entrepreneur. He did become famous. So there were people that had a market for his kind of news. But it's always been questionable as to some of the things that he reports. Anyway, there are ethics, you'd have to say, in running an ad on a site that violates probably the rights of a minor, because Miley Cyrus is a minor. And that's what the network is talking about, and that's what they're talking about with ads and whether or not to pull ads. I mean, of course, he's going to do anything that's going to get him attention and anything that's provocative, and that's why. Because I always thought that he trapped the Miss USA contestant with the question and knew that he just knew he was going to nail her. And Miss California ultimately went down, not at first, but eventually took a couple of other things. And I think people started to gun for her after he threw that out. So he is the bad boy, question mark, as to what he did to Miley Cyrus by tweeting that, knowing that so many people pay attention to him. But that's part of that controversy thing. And it's dancing on that thin line for somebody like him. That's absolutely the direction that he takes with blogs and some of the other things that he'll report, because he becomes famous. He feeds the fame train and ends up making more money. Remember, it's about that 15 minutes, and it's about that controversy. Look at all the reality shows. We move from the bad boy files to Betty White. You gotta love Betty White. 88 years old, makes an appearance. Well, first is in that Super Bowl, what was then the Super Bowl commercial for Snickers that was so cleverly done. Whoever put her in that ad, if I'm Betty White, I'm sending him something. I'm sending him some kind of little token, some kind of gift, because she's definitely made money as a result of it. Goes on Saturday Night Live, just a home run. And that was because people threw her name out there all over Facebook, and she didn't even know what it was. Now, and this is all part of that train, she's on the fame train too. Not that she hasn't been, and she's had roles, Golden Girls, and she was on Mary Tyler Moore and game shows and whatnot. And like I said, 88 years old. So now she's on this other show called Hot in Cleveland. Here's Betty White talking about that opportunity.
I'll take it.
There's just one thing about this place that I should mention.
Why are you running a prostitute?
This is Elka Ostrovsky. She's a caretaker who comes with the house if you wish to retain her.
All right, so that was a funny line from that show. Valerie Bertinelli's on that show, and there are a couple of other women. Wendy Malick, she's been on various television shows. You'd recognize her as a kind of a character actress. And also Jane Leaves, I think that's her last name. She was on the Kelsey Grammer hit, Frasier. And all three of them are on that, plus Betty White. And she said that she was just, the little slice you heard, she was just supposed to be on one of the episodes and said she was too busy. But then when all these things started to happen for her, they wanted her to be regularly on the show, and she agreed to do that. So the reason we played that clip for you is just to show you, boy, 88 and still going strong. We got to give her some applause. There's got to be something to that with Betty White, that at 88 years old, there she is blowing and going, and somehow a younger audience hooks on to her, decides that they like the idea, love the Snickers ad, and it just led to some more open doors for an actress who I guess is not going to wind down her career. And maybe you don't. Maybe that's the trick. You just keep on going no matter what the age is. There's no end. There's no end of the line. You just push it for as long as you want to push it. So good for Betty White. I don't know if that show's any good. They just had the debut, I believe, on Wednesday. So we'll have to see what the reviews are. But there's star power there, and she would be included in that. couple of quick odds that we're going to throw at, not so much ends, but a little bit of the odds that we'll get to, and then we'll go to birthdays here on America Tonight. But, you know, we're talking about flash floods in Arkansas and how many people were killed. The number got up to 20. It was a freaky thing that people at the campground there found themselves with the RVs turned over, and I think ultimately shocked at how quickly that happened. Now I just happened to be reading some world news and saw that there was a flash flood that killed 19 people in France. I mean, there's a reason why they call it a flash flood. It's not expected. You talk about heavy rains and you're just not looking for it. It's another one of those freak Mother Nature things. So they got 12 people missing, but check out the amount of rain. And this was key to this one. 14 inches of rain fell in southern France. And I happen to see a picture of the bridge. I'll post it on the website. But the bridge, oh, it looked like the bridge was going to get torn down. And this was amazing, amazing amount of water. Just a wall of water that went down the Transen province in France is where they call it. And it's the it's the back hills of the French Riviera, to give you a better idea. And all you saw was muddy waters and the river just surging. And there's still confusion that there may be even more people that could be a lot higher, because you had cars that were swept away and the trees and parts of houses. Also, it's a very, I've seen a lot of pictures of that area, and it's a very picturesque tourist area too, and that's got to be rough for the people there. All right, quickly, let's zoom to birthdays. Do we have a little music, please, maestro? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Ah. Donovan's so good. He is always there with the drums. Ba-na-na-na-na. All right, celebrating a birthday, Venus Williams, tennis player, the big 3-0. That's a big birthday for Venus Williams. Incredible tennis player. Older sister of Serena, Dan Jansen, speed skater, won the 94 Olympics, 45. Joe Piscopo from Saturday Night Live fame, 59. Barry Manilow needs no introduction, 64 years old. Also, Lee Ryan, British pop group Blue, 27. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Lady Coast to Coast and all those places in between. Tamara Hudgens joins us now. She's the executive director of something called Girl Start. I love the idea of this. It's been around for over a decade, and it's a nonprofit that was actually formed to, you know, give girls that boost, kind of empower, my best is the best way to say it, to excel in a lot of those areas. We're talking about math, science, and technology. So now we've got this oil spill going on in the Gulf, and what a better example than to dive into that and what the girls can learn from that. So as I said, founded over a decade ago, and I hope it takes off in other areas. I think it's just a great thing for the girls across the country to get involved in, and there's so many that have an interest in math and science and technology and point them in the right direction. But the person who knows all about that is being ushered in from our virtual green room right now. Tamara, thanks for popping on ATN.
Thank you.
So dive a little deeper for me. I kind of gave the thumbnail sketch, but what was the idea behind Girl Start? How did this all formulate?
Well, we were founded to empower and equip girls in science, technology, engineering, and math. We're one of a very few number of organizations across the nation whose sole mission, a standalone organization, whose sole mission is dedicated to STEM education for girls. And we just do that wherever we can, which is in schools, out of schools, during the school day, out of the school day, so that we can encourage girls to not only enjoy STEM, but also to consider STEM majors and careers.
Ooh, and how do you pick the girls, or how do the girls get involved? Does the teacher have to recommend them, or do they just have to be interested in some of the areas we just talked about?
Well, some of the girls engage with us with our after-school programs, and so we're in a number of schools around Central Texas. But with regard to our summer camp program, they connect with us either because they hear about Girl Start or their teacher or their principal or someone encourages them to come. And so we have 8 weeks of summer camp at Girl Start. It's a week-long day camp at Girl Start, which is 40 hours of intensive STEM fun, I must say. And we're also doing 4 weeks this year in Killeen, which is near Fort Hood, and also in College Station.
Okay, so in explaining that, and I mentioned this right at the top, of course, as you can imagine on America Tonight and everywhere else, everybody's talking about the oil spill and the repercussions and on the environment and the measuring the oil, and there's so many different aspects of this. What are you teaching the girls as far as the oil spill is concerned?
Well, firstly, we're engaging with the notion of the oil spill in a couple of ways. Last week, we had a designer paradise camp, which was a fancy way of saying an engineering camp, where we had girls programming robots, using an application on the computer. And when they used their robots, we set up a little obstacle course, a little mission-based obstacle course, where girls were able to save the pelican or get the pelican to find its parent. Mm-hmm. But this week, our theme for summer camp, and anyone can look at all of our summer camps at girlstart.org, but this week is Dive In. And so we are specifically concerned with marine biology. And girls who attend Girl Start Summer Camp are designing and developing and building their own game using an application called Agent Sheets. And so they are building their own, and this is on the computer, they're doing it all themselves, they're building their own balanced virtual ecosystem with fish and sharks and other stuff. And after the girls get to the point of building a balanced ecosystem where there's the right amount of sharks to the right amount of fish, then we introduce the oil spill. And we encourage girls to ask questions that are really related to real life. Okay, so you've got a wonderful environment where everything's in harmony, and then something happens. What do you do? And so we have encouraged girls to consider what happens when these little strange foibles happen. It encourages them to think about real-world problems, which is the fun of science.
Right, and which, actually, who knows, one of your girls could come up with the ultimate junk shot, what we've been talking about, how do you plug the leak, and even though things look pretty close, you're encouraging them as potential engineers, scientists, et cetera, to think outside of the box, to think of, well, what do you do? And have you, and already with them creating the ecosystems, et cetera, you're probably getting a lot of questions. It's got to be interesting. It's got to be fascinating for them.
We are getting a lot of questions, and we are also, during the course of this camp, talking to marine biologists. We talked to colleagues of Dr. Sylvia Earls at Mission Blue, and we have also talked to people who care about, did you know there's a coral reef about 100 miles off the coast of Louisiana and Texas? And so we've been talking to them not so much about the oil spill, but really about the ways that marine biologists solve real-world problems to help keep the environment safe. We are trying to do this in a neutral and open environment, so we're not really, you know, talking about the complicated issues.
Sure.
But we are really trying to encourage girls to be excited about this. And I have to say that, when given a fun real-world problem, it's really exciting to do. And so we've seen our girls really dive into, no pun intended, all of this work, and the results are really incredible. Some of the girls have developed, because of this application that we're using, Agent Sheets. They have been able to add other things into their simulation, like pelicans or other types of marine. And so that has changed the simulation, too.
Yeah. Have you found this organization was founded back in 97 in Austin, Texas. And I'm imagining that some of these girls may have gone on to careers or gone through college on a curriculum of math or science. Have you had any graduates of the program come back and, you know, tell you where what they've done?
Well, we do have alumna that are actually on summer at Girl Start. We have primarily focused on the elementary level, with the exception of a recent project that concluded last fall. So we're mostly hearing of these girls kind of getting into high school, making sure they take electives, and then consider higher education. But of our recent graduates of our Project It Girl activity, we have the very wonderful news that 87% of these girls are enrolled at a four-year university, and 80% of them are pursuing STEM majors and STEM careers. So, yes, Girl Start's programs, while they are fun, are also very specifically oriented towards achievement and future careers.
Yeah, no kidding. And have you seen this grown by leaps and bounds? I mean, I can imagine in 97 it's an idea and the conversation turns to, geez, how do you know that there's girls interested in this? How do you get them motivated more toward this? Because there were statistics out about women, which I easily could shoot some of them down, but statistics out that women weren't as good at math and science, etc. So then you start this program. It's encouraging. There's definitely some that have the direction to go towards STEM, as you say. But have you seen, you know, as you started this, have you seen it really grow?
Absolutely. And that's why we do programs during, outside of the school day, at Girl Start and at schools, because the many ways that we can make our programs relevant, the many ways that we can get girls to engage in STEM. We hope to bring our summer camp model as far and wide as communities in America would actually have us. We are right now planning to see how we can roll out our summer camp, firstly throughout Texas, but then throughout other communities in America. We're firstly testing them in rural communities to ensure that the quality of the programs, you know, sustain in different types of environments. But we're getting calls from all over, and it's gratifying, and it's also an important responsibility to realize that the work that we do, again, while it's really fun, it is also very important. And so we are trying to really be serious about the fun work that we do, which is, it's fabulous.
And you try to bring in, it sounds like you were mentioning about the marine biologists, you try to bring in professionals, obviously, to also talk to them.
All the time. Every Girl Start program is directly connected with a STEM career. And as often as possible, which in the case of summer camp is every day, is connecting with a woman who is working in a STEM profession. So we directly model not only the fun that girls can have while they are engaging in STEM activities, but then we connect that with an actual female professional working in a STEM career who has something to share about that journey with the girls that are participating in Girl Start programs, and that is a wonderful thing.
Tomorrow, was this your direction? Were you interested in this? Or were you interested in helping the girls?
Well, actually, it's funny. My dad's an engineer. My dad's dad's an engineer. My dad's brothers are engineers, and I think that his grandfather was an engineer. And I'm an art historian by training. He will probably kill me, but I was never really encouraged to get into the sciences. And so I got into the arts because it was something that seemed to be more accessible. So for me, I see the problem of STEM as personal. I see it as something that families talk about, you know, is my child smart enough to get into STEM? Of course they are. But it's also something that we all see in the workplace. We have friends, peers, colleagues who might be interested in STEM but maybe didn't have that encouragement. It's local, has to do with workforce, and it's also global. As you know, if you encourage a woman to be strong and to take charge of her world and to encourage her to author the culture of her time, then she will be able to move mountains. And so for me, it's very important to say, hey, we have this amazing opportunity. Girl Start's programs are absolutely solid, and my role is to ensure that we can sustain them and grow them as possible.
And a lot of what fuels this is because it's like a nonprofit, as I said, donations and stuff.
Absolutely. We do a lot of development work because, for example, with regard to the summer camp that I was talking about, the summer camps that happen at Girl Start, more than a third of those girls are attending on scholarship. The programs that we're doing in Killeen are totally underwritten by a state agency, so none of the girls that are participating in those camps will be paying for anything. And we really spend a lot of our time, as we do developing wonderful STEM programs, finding ways to support those STEM programs because we know that they're important not only for girls, but they're important for the local and regional workforce.
Boy, those are true words for sure. Check it out.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
All right, it's time for odds and ends, and it has nothing to do with STEM, science or technology or any of that. I was terrible at all of it, and probably it was because there wasn't a lot of opportunities for girls. I didn't think about it, and maybe it's because I could never get any of my science projects to work correctly, but I think some of you guys can relate to that too. Did you make the volcano when you were in fifth grade and you had to have it explode? How about you, Donovan? You might have done this. I bet you were good at it. You probably had some incredible experiment that you had on display, and you won first place for your little science project, right?
As I recall, I took a blue ribbon at the science fair every year.
Do you remember any of the things you created?
I built my own telescope.
You're kidding, really? Wow.
Well, I didn't, like, grind the lenses or anything. I bought lenses and built a telescope, but yeah.
Touche, that's still pretty good. So you obviously were excited about that.
I was really big into astronomy. I'm still really big into astronomy.
See, now I'm big into astronomy, but people build it for me, and I look at it, and then I'm looking for what I see out there and somebody to tell me what I'm looking at. So you're probably further down the path than me, and you've probably read a few more books than I have. But I am interested in the stars and the planets as well. So how about that, Donovan? I knew it. I knew he had a ribbon. He seemed like that kind of guy. I like science, but I wouldn't say it was my best subject. Probably history was my favorite subject and my best subject. Odds and ends, that's what we're talking about here. How about a last supper? You know, we always talk about that. What if you were going to get executed or you had one last meal? What would it be? Bees killing a man, a sad story there. 10,000 and an iPad, what do the two of the things have in common? I was talking about that at the top of the show when I laid out the little menu for you. And last but not least, Orrin Hatch wants to drug test welfare recipients. All right, first, everybody can relate to this, right? You know how it's like one of those if questions. If you had one more meal, what would it be? Well, a Utah death row inmate who will become only the third person to die by firing squad in the U.S. in 33 years appealed to the Supreme Court on Wednesday, seeking a last-minute stay of execution. It's Ronnie Lee Gardner, and his lawyers are the ones, obviously, that filed what's expected to be a bunch of appeals. He's scheduled to be put to death on Friday for the shooting death of attorney Michael Burdell during a botched escape attempt from custody. That was back in 85 in Salt Lake City at a courthouse. That's where that happened. So among the claims that he's saying, he's been a death row inmate for too long. He's saying after 25 years on death row, it's not right. It violates the Eighth Amendment. Most of the people that I know in the law profession believe that he's not going to get a stay and that he, in fact, will be executed. But here's the interesting thing. What will the last meal be? And the last meal would be steak, lobster, and vanilla ice cream, because that's what they do. Prior to the last meal, they tell you what it is in anticipation of the execution. So that's what the dinner would be. The surf and turf, if you will, and a little vanilla ice cream. Ooh, boy, that would be it would be a weird feeling, wouldn't it, to know you're about to die, and so here's your last meal. And I have to say, though, I do not feel sorry for this man, because he gunned down an innocent man, and certainly his relatives were left scratching their head and saying they couldn't believe it. The lawyer happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Speaking of that, this is another weird story, too, from Odds and Ends. A 55-year-old man in California went into cardiac arrest. He actually died. You know how many times he was stung? 500 times by bees. He was clearing brush from a property, and he was operating a backhoe, then the bees, he hit the bees and they came after him. That I've heard about bee stings and crazy things happening. I guess he ran about 200 yards to try to get away, and they found, firefighters found the guy in full cardiac arrest. They started CPR, they took him to the hospital, but it was too late, he was dead. So the bee stings, they believe the toxins from the bee stings caused that to happen. Ooh. And I've never, ever, and I said this to someone the other day, I've never been stung by a bee that I can remember. I've never been stung by a bee, so I have no clue if I would swell up or would be allergic or any of that kind of stuff. Somebody I know was going to turn on a pool sweep and didn't know that there was the bee there and accidentally hit the bee, and the bee stung him, and his hand was so swollen, kind of like a balloon. And I said, I've never been stung by a bee, not that I can think of, ever, ever, ever. All right, it's Orrin Hatch who says the jobless extension, the benefits are starting to work its way through Congress, and he's trying to throw in a controversial condition, to say the least, that recipients have to pass this drug test before they get their money. And the reason Hatch is saying that is because he says too many of the people that are on the dole, if you will, are taking the money and they're buying drugs with it. They're just using it to supply their habit. So he doesn't want that to happen. When of course we are bleeding to death with all the money that's going out instead of coming in, what we're leaving, the legacy to the kids behind, is ridiculous. But anyway, more than anything, Hatch is focused not so much on that, but focused on this dependency to drugs. And also he says that federal assistance simply enables the addiction, and that's the problem. So Senator Hatch was talking to a group in Salt Lake City and said that he's throwing that amendment in, and it would apply to anybody actually that was seeking welfare. So there's where your controversy really kicks in, because a lot of people that are in welfare certainly aren't doing drugs or aren't addicted to drugs, but they're lumped in with everybody else. So that means all of them would have to be tested for drugs. That's a good, fair, or foul. Do you think he's right, or do you think he's wrong? I'm going to say, if you're dependent on the state, whether by choice or force or whatever, then, you know, you are at the whims of what the legalities of it all are. And I'm really weird about drug testing, because I don't like drug testing in the workplace. I don't think it's fair. I think crazy things have happened to people as a result of it. So I'm not for drug testing in jobs, although I know a lot of people that have been drug tested. I think I even was drug tested one time. Everybody was drug tested at a place that I worked at, broadcasting, a television company, I think. But I know I wasn't thrilled about it, and I know somebody got pinched who couldn't be more squeaky clean. And the reason why, there was something to do with Tylenol or something they were taking that showed up weird. You've heard of those kind of stories, right? Anyway, so are you on the fence about the welfare thing? Is Hatch right on the money? Or do you think it's ridiculous and drug testing of any kind should be thrown out? You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. I'm going to say that normally I'd be against drug testing, but in this case, if you're going to take the money and them's the rules, and it weeds out the people who are just using it over and over again for drug money, then go for it. How about this? You ever had a boss that gave you 10 grand and then some huge piece of technology, something brand spanking new? Oprah Winfrey, she is the queen of gifts. She's all about the giveaways, but this time she did it to her staff at the magazine. Each person who worked there, every person, meaning if you were in the mail room or if you were an assistant to an assistant to an assistant, you know, magazines have pretty decent sized staff, $10,000 and an iPad. And she said it was just a thank you, a thank you to all the people behind her. Wow. So while BP says the chairman says he understands about the little people, Oprah actually rewards the little people around her anyway. So I said this, if you go to americatonight.net on the blog, I said, hey, no matter what you think about the woman, you gotta say she does know how to give a gift, and she certainly treats her staff well. Boy, that...